This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Welcome to another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. Paul Perillo, it is not just a Good Friday, it is April the 6th, the Good Friday. Here at Gillette Stadium, we are now under 3 weeks away from the 2012 NFL Draft, and the Patriots continue to make moves, bringing in relatively big names, although names who didn't necessarily live up to their draft status and their names once upon a time. In this week's version, Paul, is Bobby Carpenter, a guy I think both of us liked way back when.
Yep.
Played in six NFL seasons, 06 to 09 with Dallas, where he was the 18th overall pick in that 2006 draft. Moved on to Miami, a Parcells guy, kind of, moving to Miami. And then to Detroit with Jim Schwartz, who's a Belichick guy. I say all this because now he's really a Belichick guy after spending the first three stops with other Belichick guys. Versatile guy, 6'2", 249-pounder. I remember talking about him coming out of Ohio State. Was he an outside linebacker here? Was he an inside linebacker? Could he play at all? I know he's been a special teamer of late, and he even had some comments last night on Sirius Radio about how he was proud of that, you know, proud of helping kind of turn the special teams units around in Detroit. Maybe that's what he'll be here. Maybe he'll be a Belichick find. What make you of this move?
Well, I think if we're looking at it in terms of the last thing that you said, solid move, because I do think he can help on special teams. And I think in doing so, he would provide probably more of an alternative if he were pressed into service defensively than some of the guys that they've had, you know, the Jet Tarpinians of the world, Tracy Whites of the world, that have stepped in and had to play defense last season. I think Bobby Carpenter, if he indeed makes a transition here to New England and can, you know, establish himself in this defense, he can be a core special teamer while giving you a little bit more, I think, defensively than some of those other guys.
The one thing he's not is the answer in the pass rush. 89 career games, 10 starts, 3.5 sacks. You may remember last year he had a big play, his first career, I believe, interception.
Interception, yeah.
Returned it for a touchdown. But this is clearly a guy, adds depth. Maybe, as I wrote on the blog, maybe another team's trash is Bill Belichick's gold. Carpenter talked a little bit about the fact that he's looking forward to playing for Belichick and the reputation that he'll maximize your skill. Whatever you can do, he'll find a way to utilize that. You know, we've seen that with Rob Ninkovich. This is a guy that certainly has, you know, a more impressive resume, theoretically, as a first-round pick than Rob Ninkovich did.
Sure.
Who knows? Depth, special teams, or much like some of these other guys we've signed in the offseason, may not be on the roster. But he's another first-round pick that Belichick has added to the roster this spring.
Yeah, and I think that the first word that you use, depth, is probably the one that's most accurate. And you find out,
because depth in April
doesn't always translate to depth in November. But you find out, during training camp how all those moves fit in. Right now you're just trying to accumulate some players.
The other thing that came down this week was the preseason schedule.
Correct.
And we will go over that. It's a little bit of a different thing than we do here on the Roster Report, but we like to keep you updated on all the facts and things that take place here in the off season. Four games, as usual, starting with a very interesting one. The New Orleans Saints will travel to Foxborough to take on the New England Patriots. The head coach of the Saints will be?
Pete Carmichael.
You think?
Yeah.
That's what you're going with, even though he doesn't want the job? That'd be an interesting story.
That's
subplot for the locals, anyways. A local guy getting his chance. Anyway, the next week, this game set in stone, August 20th. Bum, 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 bum. Monday Night Football. The Philadelphia Eagles and ESPN. John Gruden will be here, Gillette Stadium. Very exciting game. Andy Reid in the house. Maybe not Asante Samuel. Maybe Asante Samuel.
Maybe Michael Vick.
Maybe Michael Vick. Lots of interesting stories there. Then the next week,
stories lair.
The next week, the Patriots will travel to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Could be a short week, obviously, with a Monday night game and potential for a Thursday, Friday, whatever game, Saturday. And Greg Schiano, another Belichick buddy on the preseason schedule in his first preseason in Tampa. And then finally, big shock, big shock, Patriots close the preseason with the New York Giants. A Super Bowl rematch at Tom Coughlin's Giant and MetLife Stadium. So some interesting storylines. One of the speculations this week was, will they be able to do something in terms of practicing with another team? You know, they've done it with the Saints in the past.
Yeah.
Would they be looking to do it with the Eagles? Obviously, Belichick has a good relationship with Andy Reid, has a great relationship with Shiano, but maybe you couldn't do it on a short week after a Monday night game. Be interesting to see how that plays out this summer.
I think New Orleans would make sense if they wanted to do that before that game.
It sure.
Make a little sense.
And if Bill Parcells is the head coach, it might make more sense to work together. Big Bill, Little Bill, together again on the practice field. What video that would make. Anyway, that's going to put the wraps on another Patriots.com roster report podcast. PFW linebacker Lust, Bobby Carpenter, 6 years after we liked him, is finally in a Patriots uniform after bouncing around the league for the last 6 years and once being cut by the St. Louis Rams. Until we see him in training camp, we will be here each and every Friday to update you on the moves, the comings and goings. And one last thing, in case you missed it, Michael Brockers, defensive lineman out of LSU, was spotted in the New England area and at Patriot Place reportedly earlier this week. Could he be a Patriot target in the first round? Find out in under 3 weeks. Until then, peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.